Bez Hashem continues, Shin of 155. The Pelayoids continues to discuss the Tabra Bizayun of disgrace, of embarrassment. And he says that the people are praising you. And it's appropriate sometimes that people do praise you. Let's say you're being honored at an event or any compliment you get, you can accept the compliment. And you should accept the compliment, but make sure you don't get it let. Don't let it get to your head. Be careful. Not become arrogant and haughty. Don't let it get to your head too much. The voice is Shah. And at that moment, what should a person be thinking? What should a person be thinking, says the Pelayoids, when you're being complimented? You should say to yourself, I know I'm not really deserving. What is the way to protect yourself from becoming arrogant? What is that way? If a person thinks to himself that the Bali Chaim, the animals, are even better than him. Why? Because the animals don't transgress the Ratzon Hashem. But person says to himself, but do I transgress the Ratzon Hashem? Do I do my mitzvahs the best way possible? Do I do all the mitzvahs the best way possible? It has to be done in the proper way, proper measure. You can't go overboard because a person should not be thinking negative about himself. It's very dangerous. It's very detrimental. It's not healthy. A person thinks negative about himself. But at times, a little measurement, a little dose, or we'll call it medicine, to protect yourself from gaiva is appropriate. And this is the mindset one should have. Now the next topic is shuloi levazos haktanim. Don't be mevaze ktanim. Don't embarrass, disregard ktanim. Says even more so, we, the gedolim, the adults, should realize that the ketanim, in some aspects, are even greater than us. How is that? Normally you see a child, and you think, just a kid, doing foolish things. That's incorrect. We should look at children. Even though a person himself has mitzvahs, and he does chesed, it could be that the loss, the averis he's done, might be overwhelming on the side of the mistakes connected to the mitzvahs he did. For Amr Chachamin, she'ein linog minog bizoyim mishum adam sheba'ilam. Gemara in Tainis Daf Chafam Beis tells us, and we also said this from the Mishnah in Perek Yavos, Shein linog minog bizoin, do not disgrace and do not treat anyone with a lack of respect. Shehakol ma'isi yodo shel yotzer hakol, because every creation, every single person, is Hashem's creation. And that's the same way we discussed yesterday, that every mitzvah has to be viewed that Hashem was the mitzvah of that mitzvah. Hashem said, do this mitzvah. Not, it's not such an important one, it's a bigger one. No. First of all, if Hashem is the mitzvah, which Hashem is, Hashem commanded, so then it's now all important. Now it's powerful. Now it's important. So too, if Hashem created this person, you might not like that person so much. We have to train ourselves to focus and realize Hashem created that person. Is it Tzel Elokim? That alone should give me the impetus to want to give cover to the person. And everything Hashem created for his honor. So Hashem created that person, Hashem created that child. Make sure you give the child covered as well. I want to share with you two stories. One story, the person now himself is a father with many children, Kanai Nahara. When he was a little boy, he remarked that he would stand next to his father and people would wish his father good Shabbos. Yeah, regular person in town. And he would stand right next to his father. And sometimes he even put his hand out. He would be totally ignored. Like he's not there. He's totally ignored. And it just is mechazik the words of the Pelayoitz over here. The Pelayoitz is saying, don't be mevazak mevazak ketanim. And he says, ketanim ain bem chet. Ketanim don't have chet because they're not bar mitzvah yet. So even though they're not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, but they don't have chet. Furthermore, you might see this later over here as well, but the Gemara tells us to bring out the importance of the tefillas of ketanim she'ein bem chet. The Tehillim of Ketanim Shem Chet. It's so powerful. The Gemara says that the world is in existence because they have a PM, the words that come out of Torah, of the Tinoiket Shel Beis Rabim, of the little children. It's the Tefillah, the davening of the little children. It's so, so powerful. And that's why I have to make sure to specifically give kavod, give honor to little children. Give honor to little children. Make them feel good as well. I want to tell you another ma'isa. There was a menahel of the Masifta of Chaim Berlin. I was not zeich to have him as a menahel, but I was zeich to see him for the last year or two of his life, Rav Chaim Siegel Zatzal. And when he would give shiurim to Rebbeim, he would tell the Rebbeim that when you have to reprimand, when you have to rebuke, when you have to discipline a child, realize that the child you're talking to today, in a few years from now, can be sitting and learning in Kailo if you reprimand him properly, with the proper respect. If he did something wrong, you have to speak to him about it, perhaps. Not every time you have to address every situation. But if you have to speak to him, and it's the proper thing to speak to the child, speak to him with kavod. Speak to the child with derech eretz. And it's so extremely important, because the children appreciate that, as opposed to a child being spoken to that there's no respect at all. Rav Chaim Siegel was saying, look at this child 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Where is he going to be? Where do you want him to be? You want him to be sitting and learning Torah? You want him to become a Talmud Chacham? So make sure now that you talk to him with the proper respect that he deserves.